الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The noble habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every day after the Fajr Salah, he would inquire from any Sahabi if he had seen a dream. Any Sahabi seen a dream, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen to it and interpret the dream. At times, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would relate his dream to the Sahaba. And we all very well know that the dream of a Nabi of Allah is revelation true and authentic. One morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired from the Sahaba if anybody had seen a dream. That particular morning, no Sahabi had seen a dream. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related his dream to the Sahaba. And this incident, or this dream, is mentioned in Al-Jami al-Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Kitabu Ta'bir al-Ru'ya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that last night in my dream I saw two angels. One was Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam and the other was Mika'il alayhi salatu wa salam. The two angels, they caught me by my hand and they took me. Then I came across one very frightening sight, that there was a person who was standing and another person that was lying down. The person that was standing, he had a huge rock in his hand. And he would take the rock and throw it on the head of the person that was lying down. The head of the person would crush into pieces and the boulder would roll down. The person that threw the boulder, he would go and fix the boulder, and by the time he comes back, the head would be restored in the original condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the standing person would then take the rock again and crush it again on the head of the person that was lying down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is rahmatul lil alameen, very soft in nature, very loving, very compassionate. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the angels, ma hadha, what is this? So they tell him, intaliq, intaliq. Let's go further, there's more for you to see. He comes across another sight. There is one person is standing, one person is sitting. The person that is standing, he's got a gripper or a scissor in his hand. And he would tear open the jaw of the person that was sitting from the mouth right until the ears. He would tear open the right jaw, and by the time he finished it off, then he would revert to the left jaw, open the jaw up right from the corner of the mouth till the ear. And by the time he tears the left jaw open, the right jaw is restored to the original condition, and the right jaw then would be torn open. Again and again this punishment would be meted out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the angels, ma hadha, what is this? They told him, intariq, intariq. Let's go further. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and sees a third sight. There is one person, he is swimming in the stream of blood. And he is experiencing extreme difficulty, discomfort, hardship in swimming in that blood. And he wants to come out of that stream, and by the time he will come at the end, there will be one person there who would pick up stones and rocks, put it into the mouth of that person, and shove it back into the stream of blood. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very soft, finding it very difficult and hard to bear all this, he asked again the angels, ma hadha, what is this now? The third sight he has seen. And then the angels tell him, intaliq, intaliq. Let's go further. He comes, he sees a fourth sight. He sees there's an oven, like a cauldron. At the bottom it is narrow, on the top it is broad. And that is filled with fire, and inside there are naked men and naked women. And as the fire would go up, the naked men and naked women would go up with the fire. And as they would come down, the fire would come down, they would come down with the fire. They have no control over themselves. The fire is controlling them. Whatever the fire wished to do with them, they would have to do accordingly. The fire would take them up, the fire would bring them down. Complete disgrace, humiliation and punishment. They would ask, Mahaza, what is this? The hadith goes on. It's a very lengthy hadith. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned this. But reverting. So the first one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end asked him, what is this? What was the punishment that was meted out to the people? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned that the first person whose head was in crust. There are two explanations to that. One is that person who knew the Quran Kareem and out of complete neglect, disregard, had abandoned the Quran Kareem. The Quran Kareem was in his head. And of total disregard of Kalamullah, he has completely left the Quran Kareem out. And that is a punishment that is being meted out to the person. This does not mean in any way that an effort should not be made to memorize the Quran Kareem. But to show respect and regard for Kalamullah with the speech of Allah. And respect it, honor it. Allah has given a great gift, we need to look after it. And the second explanation to it is that person who does not read his Farz Salah. And in particular when it comes to Fajr Salah, everybody's heads are heavy on the pillow, enjoying the sweet, beautiful sleep. That very same head that is enjoying the beautiful sleep and is heavy on the pillow on the day of Qiyamah, that will be crushed with a stone. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand the importance of this. This is a dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the dream of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wahi. It's a revelation. In fact, the dream of a normal person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it is 1/46 of prophethood. And dream of a normal person, a mu'min, a believer, it is 1/46 of prophethood. The ulama muhaddithin have mentioned 1/46 because 6 months before prophethood, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, and this hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Al-Jami al-Sahih, right under the chapter of Babu Fath'il Wahi, that how revelation commenced. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that 6 months prior to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having received the prophethood, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see true pious dream, Mr. Falak al-Sabah. That the dreams were equivalent to the brightness of the morning. What he would see in the dream, the following day he would see exact reality. This was how Allah had made tarbiyah and nurtured Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the near future you are going to get ilmul ghaib. You are going to get information from the unseen. And the common factor between dreams and revelation is that both come from the unseen. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being nurtured that once information you are getting from the unseen and you're seeing it in true daylight, soon you're going to get wahi from Allah and you're going to have firm belief and yaqeen and conviction that is indeed from Allah and it is true. This is wahi, revelation. The dream of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second person whose mouth was being tear open on the right and the left. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been told by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam is that person who speaks lies and uses his mouth. He goes out from the community and he spreads lies among the people, corruption and evil. And also namima is included in this, gossiping. You take story from one person to a second. From the second then you go to a third. From the third you go to a fourth. It's like a fire, from the fire you get a spark. And then you're taking a spark and you're putting it somewhere and calling fire there. Then you go into a third, then you go into a fourth. And you're creating not just an environment and society. This is abhorred in the sight of Allah. And the punishment for that will be the person's jaws will be ripped open. Third person who was swimming in a stream of blood, is that person engaged in the sin of interest and usury? Engaging in interest-bearing transactions. Drinking the blood of people. In effect, engaging in interest where you are taking interest, you are taking the blood of people. Islam teaches us we must make ahsan on people. And don't take back from people something for nothing. Islam teaches us good character, good conduct. Be favorable and make ahsan upon people. And the fourth is, the people that were in the cauldron in the oven, nude men and nude women, going up and down, this is a punishment of those people that engage in zina, adultery, fornication, married people, unmarried people. That both of them, they will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you look at these four things that I mentioned, Allahu Akbar, look at, this shows to us the authenticity of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every time, in every society, from the beginning right up to today, that these are four sins that are so common in every community and society. Neglect of salah, abuse of the tongue, interest and usury, and also zina, adultery, fornication. These things are so common in the community and society. Although this is a dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is wahi, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns us against these four evils. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand the evils of these four things and give us tawfiq. نتيجة لذلك من اجتناب الستيت فبليتينج. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.